News and brief at Press TV. The political row over the U.S.'s so-called fiscal cliff seems over for now. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives give their final approval to a Senate bill to avoid an economic abyss. It is meant to raise taxes on the rich and put off a major spending cuts program for 2 months. U.S. police arrest a man for the shooting to death of 2 people on New Year's Eve in California. 3 others were also injured in the shooting, which happened in Old Sacramento. Tens of thousands of people were watching a fireworks display when they heard gunshots and ran for cover. In Saudi Arabia, anti-regime protests are held in the cities of Bareda and Mecca despite a ban on such gatherings. Protesters call for the release of political prisoners. Activists say there are over 30,000 political prisoners in Saudi jails without access to lawyers and proper trials. Israeli forces clash with Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, wounding dozens of them. The troops entered the town of Tamun in disguise as merchants and abducted at least 1 man. Local residents say Israeli forces fired live bullets at stone-throwing Palestinians. Syria's main foreign-backed opposition group calls for the international community to provide more arms to insurgents in the country. The Syrian National Council's chief has also criticized the performance of the joint UN Arab League's envoy for Syria. George Sabra says Lakhdar Brahimi lacks any real initiatives to end the bloodshed there. The Venezuelan government dismisses rumors about the health of President Hugo Chavez. Vice President Nicolas Maduro says Chavez is fully conscious after a new cancer surgery. There have been speculations on social networking websites about the president's condition, saying he's on life support or even dead. The Ivory Coast announces 3 days of national mourning after a stampede during a show display of fireworks display on New Year festivities. At least 60 people, mostly children under 15, died in the capital, Abidjan. As a result, in a similar incident, 10 other people died in Luanda in Angola. Most Indians cancel New Year celebrations amid shock and dismay over last month's tragic gang rape incident in the capital, New Delhi. They are demanding an early trial of the suspects as sit-ins continue in the city. Several people have also gone on hunger strike to protest the government's inaction against sexual assaults.